At Lowe's, our members get more. With the My Lowe's Rewards programs, you can shop member-only deals for your home and business every week. Plus, members earn points on eligible purchases. So what are you waiting for? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change. Free standard shipping not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Leah, and we're from the Grown Up Stuff podcast.
And just in time for tax season, on this week's episode, we're chatting with CPA Lisa Green Lewis about how small businesses can tackle their taxes using TurboTax Business.
A Forbes study mentioned that a whopping 93% of small businesses overpay their taxes. And 17% of Gen Zers believed that you could write off any expense as a business expense. So
can't blame them.
It's really important to do your taxes right.
Listen to Grown Up Stuff on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Leah, and we're from the Grown Up Stuff podcast.
And just in time for tax season, on this week's episode, we're chatting with CPA Lisa Green Lewis about how small businesses can tackle their taxes using TurboTax Business.
A Forbes study mentioned that a whopping 93% of small businesses overpay their taxes. And 17% of Gen Zers believed that you could write off any expense as a business expense. So
can't blame them.
It's really important to do your taxes right.
Listen to Grown Up Stuff on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Grown Up Stuff.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Today's conversation, we're going to be zeroing in on some of the most recent and explosive developments in the Sean Diddy Combs case, from the superseding indictment to the just dropped last week fresh allegations emerging over the past 7 days as well from many more people against Diddy. Going to unpack a lot of that and how the updated charges now expand the timeline of the alleged criminal enterprise and new victims, and even include a shocking detail about a victim being dangled over a balcony. Eric Faddis, defense attorney, former prosecutor, joining us for the conversation. Given your background, Eric, here, you know, working on both sides of a case like this, let's start with this. When you saw the new superseding indictment, one that extends to the racketeering and conspiracy all the way back to 2004 now, and the allegations like the balcony incident, what's your initial reaction, and how do you think the overall updates are going to affect the narrative of this going forward?
Yeah, you know, Tony, I actually reviewed the superseding indictment this morning. Certainly some concerning allegations in there, no question. But on the other hand, I found it to be a little bit underwhelming. You know, it added new allegations and new alleged facts. It added two new alleged victims to counts 1 and 3, the racketeering and the transporting across state lines for prostitution. But it didn't add any new victims to the sex trafficking count 2. And the dangling over the balcony of that alleged victim, that was something that we had at least heard reports of before. And so I'm not overly floored by these new developments.
I find it interesting with the dangling over the balcony, because I'm like, was he trying to be Suge Knight? Was he trying to do the Vanilla Ice over the balcony thing that we heard about years ago on Behind the Music? Because I mean, the two were like arch rivals back in the day. It makes me go, if you can do it, I can do it better. It just kind of made me think that a little bit. So I agree. It was somewhat underwhelming in that area, but we added the RICO charges to it now. And all of the information in there about property seizure and you know, basically kind of locking down his money, because all of these things seem to be interconnected. His personal life, his business, the crime empire, basically they're saying everything was put together, which is how we have the RICO charges. With the seizure of property and the all of that, how is that going to work out? Can they start doing that now without a conviction? Does it just get frozen in the time being to, you know, basically you can't have access to your money because it was likely gotten by ill gains? How is that? How could that affect this case, and how does that play out?
It's an important question, and it's actually an issue that's affecting so many cases across the country. What we're talking about, in essence, is civil forfeiture on the one hand, where the government comes in and they kind of say, hey, we think that this money or this equipment or property, whatever, was used in furtherance of a crime, so we're going to take it from you. And also, we might just go ahead and sell it and make some money off it. And so sometimes they just freeze up the property and the assets, and sometimes they need to do that because they have to use the property in the trial. But other times they just start selling it. And there is certainly an issue among the criminal defense community as to the propriety of that before a conviction is rendered.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not trying to stick up for Diddy here, but how do you just go in and start selling everybody's things without a conviction? I mean, that does seem a little bit, I don't know, unconstitutional, illegal. I don't know. It just doesn't seem quite right.
It seems in part like a possibly unconstitutional taking under the takings clause, but there have been courts who have reviewed it, and the civil forfeiture statutes are really permissive. They allow the government to do things without meeting the same standard they would have to meet in a criminal case. And so they don't have to necessarily prove guilt beyond a reasonable doubt before they start, you know, doing away with the property. I've got drug cases, or I had drug cases, where cars were taken and they were just sold before the case was over, and the guy's like, what the heck?
So what happens then? What if they're found innocent? What if for some reason Diddy is found innocent, which is highly unlikely? What happens if the stuff's already gone? Do they write him a check going, here's what we got for it?
Oh, they most certainly do not. They just, what they would argue is that they met their burden under the civil forfeiture statute or whatever the equivalent is in that jurisdiction. And, you know, we did what we were supposed to do under the law. And even though he's found not guilty later, hey, we had enough evidence to essentially seize these items and convert them and sell them. And there is no restitution or anything for a defendant in that context who is found not guilty later.
So you essentially can be found guilty by the government, who would find it very lovely to take your stuff and take the money and add it to their coffers for their own departments. But even if you're found innocent, it's just tough luck. We already thought you were over here. Clearly the jury of your peers did not, but we already took your stuff, so you're shit out of luck.
That's essentially how it goes. And defense, you know, the defendant on the back end could always bring like a civil conversion claim against the government, or mm-hmm. like essentially a civil theft claim or something like that.
Yeah.
But I think the government's defense is going to be, hey, we abided by the civil forfeiture statute. We showed the very low standard of evidence or standard of proof that we had to show. And we did what we were supposed to do, man. And sorry, your stuff's gone now.
That's a scary thing to think about. I mean, I get it, you know, depending on the case you look at, some of you get riled up going, yeah, he deserves that and this and that. And in this case, I feel that way, but I don't feel it should be done until the person is actually found guilty. Is that something that needs some reform? Because that, I mean, you talk about a much smaller case or something where maybe the evidence isn't as strong, and if the burden that they have to prove to do civil forfeiture, is it too low? I mean, it seems like a great way to take advantage of people. Just charge them with something, say that we feel that we're strong enough about this. Oh, you're found innocent, but we already have your stuff. That's, I don't know.
No, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but without question, Tony, it is absolutely too low of a standard, and that whole civil forfeiture program is in need of desperate reform. You know, there are police auctions in Colorado where I practice, and there are so many, you know, cars, firearms, everything under the sun you could think of. And do you think every single person who was the prior owner was convicted of what the government said they did? Of course not. And so a lot of people are concerned that it's essentially a racket and a money making scene for the government.
It really kind of is. I mean, they can just say, we think this and we're just going to take it. I mean, that's a scary thing to think about. I mean, even in the context of Diddy, I mean, why do you think this has been going on like this for so long? Is this because the public is generally unaware that this is how these things operate? And generally, when you're talking about criminal activity or just simply alleged criminal activity, people very quickly go to, well, they had it coming.
You know, my apprehension is that it really gained popularity, civil forfeiture, like in the 90s, where there was this sense that there was this overwhelming crime wave and that gangs were taking over the streets and that kind of thing. And the idea was to divest these criminal organizations of the means by which they commit crime. So vehicles, firearms, all sorts of stuff. And people, you know, got on board with that in the 90s, and then it sort of just kept going. But now that the public view has changed a little bit, that practice is still very much alive. And I think that it is due for reform, and we're in the social climate where it might be viable.
Yeah, where it was instilled for one reason, but then kind of just adapted to everyday life, where it may be going a bit over the top. Other parts in this case against Diddy right now, there's of course more allegations coming through, the allegations of, like we said, dangling the person over the balcony, which we originally had heard about in a civil case against him. What does that tell you about the civil cases that are going on right now that are continuing to be filed, and how closely the government is taking a look at each and every one of those and determining whether or not this person may have enough that we can add on to our list as well, and kind of, you know, cherry picking by the case?
You know, on that issue, I probably have an unpopular take, but I think it actually inures to the benefit of Diddy. Here's what I mean. So there are all these civil claims against Diddy, including for sex assault, physical assault, everything else. But the government on the criminal side, they could have sort of annexed those claims into the criminal case if they thought that they were compelling and credible and provable. They could have said, hey, we're going to add these six sex assault charges that these victims came forward alleging in a civil case. But the government has not done that. They still only have the original three charges against Diddy. And that could mean that the government has reviewed those civil cases and thought, hey, there is not enough evidence here to meet the highest standard in our justice system, which is proof beyond a reasonable doubt. I thought we would have seen a lot more added charges, and we just haven't.
But you have very different standards of proof between a civil case and like a federal case like this, correct?
Oh, without question. And that's probably a reason for the distinction. On the civil case, they usually have to prove it's more likely than not. On the federal criminal case, they have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt, much higher burden. And I think the prosecutors are just being cautious. Perhaps the prosecutors think they already have enough.
Yeah. I mean, why add more to it that could basically introduce doubt when you have things that are pretty much, there's no doubt about it?
I think the prosecutor might be viewing it that way, just thinking, hey, the case is solid. If we bring in all of this other stuff, does that give the defense an opportunity to create more of a circus, to create more of this sideshow, more distractions? Perhaps something happens with the credibility of one of the victims, and defense uses that to impugn the credibility of all the victims.
Mm-hmm. Will be fascinating every single day, every week that it gets darker.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Leah, and we're from the Grown Up Stuff podcast.
And just in time for tax season, on this week's episode, we're chatting with CPA Lisa Green Lewis about how small businesses can tackle their taxes using TurboTax Business.
A Forbes study mentioned that a whopping 93% of small businesses overpay their taxes. And 17% of Gen Zers believed that you could write off any expense as a business expense. So
can't blame them.
It's really important to do your taxes right.
Listen to Grown Up Stuff on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Grown Up Stuff.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Leah, and we're from the Grown Up Stuff podcast.
And just in time for tax season, on this week's episode, we're chatting with CPA Lisa Green-Lewis about how small businesses can tackle their taxes using TurboTax Business.
A Forbes study mentioned that a whopping 93% of small businesses overpay their taxes. And 17% of Gen Zers believed that you could write off any expense as a business expense. So
can't blame them.
It's really important to do your taxes right.
Listen to Grown Up Stuff on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and diminished our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make a variety of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more. All made right here in the USA, from growing the cotton and adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Leah, and we're from the Grown Up Stuff podcast.
And just in time for tax season, on this week's episode, we're chatting with CPA Lisa Green-Lewis about how small businesses can tackle their taxes using TurboTax Business.
A Forbes study mentioned that a whopping 93% of small businesses overpay their taxes. And 17% of Gen Zers believed that you could write off any expense as a business expense. So
can't blame them.
It's really important to do your taxes right.
Listen to Grown Up Stuff on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Leah, and we're from the Grown Up Stuff podcast.
And just in time for tax season, on this week's episode, we're chatting with CPA Lisa Green-Lewis about how small businesses can tackle their taxes using TurboTax Business.
A Forbes study mentioned that a whopping 93% of small businesses overpay their taxes. And 17% of Gen Zers believed that you could write off any expense as a business expense. So
can't blame them.
It's really important to do your taxes right.
Listen to Grown Up Stuff on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Grown Up Stuff.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Leah, and we're from the Grown Up Stuff podcast.
And just in time for tax season, on this week's episode, we're chatting with CPA Lisa Green-Lewis about how small businesses can tackle their taxes using TurboTax Business.
A Forbes study mentioned that a whopping 93% of small businesses overpay their taxes. And 17% of Gen Zers believed that you could write off any expense as a business expense. So
can't blame them.
It's really important to do your taxes right.
Listen to Grown Up Stuff on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Leah, and we're from the Grown Up Stuff podcast.
And just in time for tax season, on this week's episode, we're chatting with CPA Lisa Green-Lewis about how small businesses can tackle their taxes using TurboTax Business.
A Forbes study mentioned that a whopping 93% of small businesses overpay their taxes. And 17% of Gen Zers believed that you could write off any expense as a business expense. So
can't blame them.
It's really important to do your taxes right.
Listen to Grown Up Stuff on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.